The labor movement was the principal force that transformed misery and despair into hope and progress. The captains of industry did not lead this transformation. They resisted it until they were overcome. Quotation by Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history. Wednesday, March 24th. This day in 1900 marked the groundbreaking on the first section of the New York City subway system from City Hall to the Bronx. The New York subway founders founded the TWU in 1934. They established a reputation for left-wing politics and were one of the first unions to join the CIO. 7,500 Hawaii hotel workers and members of HERE, Local 5, ended a 21-day strike of 11 major hotels on this day in 1990. They struck to protect their earned pension benefits that CEOs wanted to rob. Thursday, March 25th, 146 workers were killed in a fire at New York's Triangle Shirtwaist Factory on this day in 1911. Within minutes of starting, the fire engulfed three upper floors, burning to death or causing to jump to their deaths 146 workers. 123 of them were women, some as young as 15, who were locked in by the owners. The prior year, 20,000 garment workers walked off the job in New York to protest the dangerous working conditions. They demanded unlocked fire escapes, a pay raise, a 52-hour work week, and overtime pay. The bosses at Triangle formed an association with the owners at the other large factories. Soon after, strike leaders were arrested. Some were fined, others were sent to labor camps. Armed thugs were enlisted to beat up and intimidate strikers. The strike was lost, no demands were met, and the fire escapes remained locked. An explosion at a coal mine in Centralia, Illinois, killed 111 miners on this day in 1947. Mine workers' president, John L. Lewis, called for a six-day work stoppage by the nation's 400,000 soft coal miners to demand safer working conditions. Friday, March 26th, San Francisco brewery workers began a nine-month strike on this day in 1868. Local employers were following the union-busting lead of the National Brewers Association. They fired their unionized workers and replaced them with scabs. Two unionized brewers refused to go along, kept producing beer, prospered wildly, and induced the association to capitulate. They also retained an important contract benefit, free beer. A mine disaster at Jed, West Virginia, killed 83 workers on this day in 1912. Only 11 men escaped alive, and one of those died within an hour after being brought to the surface. The mine had been inspected the previous Friday and pronounced safe. Saturday, March 27th. Mother Jones was ordered to leave Colorado on this day in 1904. State authorities accused her of stirring up striking coal miners. They called Mother Jones the most dangerous woman in America. Her rallying cry was famous: pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living. Sunday, March 28th. Martin Luther King led a march of striking union sanitation workers in Memphis, Tennessee, on this day in 1968. Police attacked the workers with mace and sticks. A 16-year-old boy was shot and killed. 280 workers were arrested. MLK was assassinated a few days later after speaking to the union workers. King fought throughout his life to connect the labor and civil rights movement, envisioning them as twin pillars for social reform. A deadly West Virginia coal mine explosion killed 29 miners on this date in 2011. The Massey mines of West Virginia were hit with 80 citations for safety violations during special inspections in weeks prior to the explosion. The upper Big Branch Pine had 50 citations in the 30 days leading up to the blast. Monday, March 29th, Ohio made it illegal for children under 18 and women to work more than 10 hours a day on this day in 1852. Sam Walton, founder of the huge and bitterly anti-union Walmart empire, was born in Kingfisher, Oklahoma on this day in 1918. He once said that his priority was to buy American, but Walmart is now the largest U.S. importer of foreign-made goods, often produced under sweatshop conditions. Tuesday, March 30th, the new Kanawha Power Company broke ground on the Hawk's Nest Tunnel and Dam on this day in 1930. With an estimated 800 men employed over the next 5 years, up to 764 workers died from silicosis. After years of struggle and nationwide boycott, the United Farm Workers signed the first table grape contract with two of California's largest grape growers on this day in 1970. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis. For KBMF, I'm Kevin Cook. Good day.